Well, good morning and welcome to another edition of Power Pearls Unplugged. My name is Kara Gott Warner and I'm the host of Power Pearls Podcast. And so today it is Friday and it is morning and I am excited because it's another unedited, totally raw, you know, no script whatsoever kind of episode. And this is my favorite way, you know, just off the cuff, coming to you in the morning, you know, and then publishing, you know, publishing this episode. So I'm going to try to keep it short and sweet. It's very hard for me to do because last week, I think the episode was about 20 minutes. And I know you like bite-sized nuggets, right? I do. I totally do. And that's my goal so that we don't have to make this a really, you know, it doesn't have to be like a big deal thing. It's light. It's airy. It's fun. It's Friday, right? So that's what I'm hoping that we can achieve when I am, you know, jumping in and sharing things with you, you know, these random ramblings, you know. So what that means is, you know, hey, we could go off, I could go off on a tangent, but it's always going to be related to the things that we talk about, you know, the things that I talk about, you know, I should say when I said we talk about on Facebook Live, because that is why I started doing this unplugged version, because Power Pearls Unplugged, it's all about that today on Friday. So I start with an episode and in the morning, just kind of saying, hey, here's what's coming up on Facebook. So I'll get to that in a few minutes. And then at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time today, if you're listening on Friday, July 1st, wow, happy July. It's crazy. It's crazy. But yeah, so I'm going live at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So hopefully I can get this released out there and to you. So you have time to, you know, do what you got to do and make sure that you get on there, because I'm going to ask you a question that I want to prepare you for so you can be prepared. And so that we can have a nice conversation today, which I'm really hoping, because last Friday, if you joined me, I got on late because I had something that I had a scheduling conflict, which never happens on Friday, which I thought, okay, that's why Fridays are great days, because I don't have to worry. I don't have anything on my schedule. So 12 noon, perfect. Well, not really. So last week I said, well, it's okay. I can make this work. And so I jumped on Facebook at 4 p.m., but I was a little bit off. I will admit it was not, I didn't feel like it was a very good recording, you know, or video. You know, I didn't feel like it was a good video because there were people in their yards, you know, kind of like hammering nails and fixing things and talking to their kids. And it was really distracting. And also it was warm. And because, you know, I like to go outside and do these. And so that's my plan today. It's like my yard is so pretty, you know, and so I really thought perfect. It looks like it's going to rain, though. That's the only thing, you know, so I got to be flexible. Right. And that's what this is all about. It's being flexible. And I'm actually going to leave you with a quote about that, because my day kind of started on that note. I kind of woke up feeling a little bit under the weather, and the weather wasn't good, right? It's like rainy. And right around the time that I plan on running in the morning, it was pouring rain. So I had to kind of do like a little mini circuit and be a little inventive about my exercise today because I missed my window. I missed my window because, you know, my husband goes off to work and I have to get my son ready for school and not school, sorry, it's not school yet, to get my son ready for, you know, for day camp. And then, you know, then I have to work, right? So I missed the window. So in between making my smoothie this morning, I was doing jumping jacks and I did some burpees and and push-ups. And you know what? It really helps. It really, really does. I'm telling you, like if you miss a day to do the thing that you love, that, you know, like when you move, if you miss that movement that gets you excited, makes you feel on fire, just start doing some burpees. I guarantee that you're going to feel amazing. And if you don't know what a burpee is, just Google it. It's a push-up with a jump. That's all I'm going to say about that because I'm getting off track. So my goodness. But anyway, so the purpose of, see, that's why this is totally unscripted, totally unplugged. And I'm just going to go off and talk about lots of different things. So I hope you're okay with that. And if you aren't, then you know that I also, you know, I have interviews with people, very structured episodes where we jump on. Well, I shouldn't say they're not structured. You know, they're conversations. I try very hard to make it feel like it's a conversation. It's not a interview that's very rigid. You know what I mean? So you can always listen to those and, you know, those would be coming up. But Fridays, it's all about being unplugged. And so what I want to talk about, a few things I'm going to go through. I'm already at past the 5-minute mark. Oh boy, let's see if I can do this. Okay, so episode 32 was with Carol Sulkowski. If you didn't catch that, you can listen to that, episode 32. And she talks about her new book, Knitting Ephemera, which is awesome. It's this great book about, you know, knitting history and trivia, funny, you know, acronyms. My favorite is SABLE, which is Stash Acquisition Beyond Life Expectancy. I thought that was a good one. That's one of my favorites. But like, it's just all these random things. But it's also Carol's way of preserving these stories that a lot of them are oral, you know, oral stories that she's written down. And what a great service that she's done. But also, it's a funny book. It's a great read. It's small. Anyway, we're doing a giveaway for that. And you can find out, you know, the details are on episode 32. So go on over there, listen to that. And check out the contest details because we're giving away 3 copies. And on today's Facebook Live, I'm going to talk about the book again. I'm going to show and tell, show it, page through it, you know, and talk about more about how you can enter for your chance to win because I'm giving away 3 copies. So thank you, Carol. That was so incredibly generous of you to offer that. So, and then let's see. So also what I want to talk about on Facebook today, and by the way, if I didn't already say it, because I know I was rambling, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time today, Friday, you know, today, it's not going to be 4 like it was last week. That was just a one-time deal. If I have to do it later in the day, I'll do it later in the day. But generally, you're always going to find me 12 noon Eastern Standard Time on the Facebook Power Pearls page. So I want to ask you a question that I hope you can answer. I want you to think about it, let it marinate a little bit. So I want to know how I can help you. So how can I help you? How can I help you on your knitting journey? Whether you're a designer or you're a hobby knitter, either way, I'm here to serve you, to help make your knitting life better. If you're a hobby knitter, what can I do to help, you know, knitting and keep knitting in your life, to inspire other areas of your life and to use it as a holistic contemplative practice, if you will. And if you're a designer, I mean, same thing if you're a designer, because, you know, well, let's face it, you're a designer, you're a hobby knitter, or you were a hobby knitter. I'm hoping you're still a hobby knitter. But what can I do to give you the tools? What tools do you need from me to be better at being a designer? So I want to know. I want to know, you know, I want answers to those questions today, guys. So I hope that you will jump on with me and answer them. And then also, I want to tell you about something that I do really quickly because, you know, I am, I'm going to go over time here, but hey, it's okay. You know, it's going to be as long as it needs to be. I have this cool thing that I do on the Creative Knitting Facebook page. It's another Facebook Live video that I do every Wednesday at noon Eastern time. I'm loving Facebook Live, by the way, if you haven't already been able to tell. But it's a great extension of the podcast. I hope you agree. I think that many of you that are joining me there have been saying you think it is. So it's a lot of fun. And so on the Creative Knitting Facebook page, I do a feature called The Editor Wants to Know. And I do this every Wednesday at 12 noon. And basically it's directed towards hobby knitters you know, what kind of tools, you know, are you knitting with? Like, what do you like, bamboo needles? Do you like aluminum needles? Where do you get your yarn? Do you love, you know, are you, do you prefer circular needles? Are you a continental knitter, or do you knit English? Are you a combination? I mean, all kinds of questions, you know. And so in the video library there, which is now growing, it's getting quite large, I ask all kinds of questions, you know, because I want to know. I want to know how I can help help you, you know, if you happen to be a creative knitting reader, you know, how I can help you on your knitting journey, again, through what I offer in the magazine, because that's, you know, I need to know. This is for you. Check it out on Wednesdays. And then also, I'm going to be starting up a workshop series that is an extension of the magazine. So what it is, let's say there's a project. Well, there is a project in the autumn issue that uses an I-cord button loop, and it's on a design by Fiona Ellis. Beautiful design, beautiful cardigan design, and I will demonstrate that. I'll demonstrate that. So yes, I am going to be doing that very, very soon. As soon as I get my attachment for my tripod, so I can put my phone on my tripod. And my husband is supposed to order that because he has the Amazon Prime account right now. So I'm waiting, and I think I'm annoying him because I'm asking him every day, like, where is my attachment for my phone? I need it because people are waiting. They're waiting for me. let me go through. So the other thing, I don't want to miss what I wanted to share with you. Next week. So this is worth going over time a little bit. Next week, I am going to something called Podcast Movement, and it's in Chicago. And it's the place to be if you're a podcaster. So it's an event where experts in the podcasting world go, and they give talks, lectures, workshops, breakout sessions, they call them. So it's July 6th through the 8th, and I'm going to be there in Chicago, and I can't wait. I'm so excited because some of the really big names in the podcasting world will be there. Like Pat Flynn from Smart Passive Income, John Lee Dumas from Entrepreneur on Fire. I don't know what other kind of podcasts you guys listen to, but, it's just going to be a lot of fun. Those are like two faves. I love Pat Flynn's podcast, and you guys should check his podcast out, because especially if you're a knitwear designer, because, you know, I know that you're probably looking for passive income, you know, especially if you've got that day job. Many of the guests that he brings on the show talk about ways to do this. So, definitely check that show out. But anyway, so I'm going to be at Podcast Movement, and, so that means that it's going to be tough for me to release an episode on Monday. So I'm kind of letting you know here. I was going to release a separate little episode that says I'm taking a break. I hate saying that I'm going to take a break, but I am. So Monday, whatever that Monday is, let's see, I'm looking at my calendar now as I speak. Monday, the 4th. Oh, wow. And that's a holiday, Monday, July 4th. I'm not going to be releasing an episode because I am going to be in Chicago Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and I'm just not going to have time to produce the episode because, as you know, it takes a lot. It's a lot of time, a lot of work for me to produce these, and it does take about 3 or 4 hours just to produce one episode. So it'll be me sitting at four in the morning producing them in my hotel room. Which, you know what, life is short. You know what I mean? And I love you guys, but life is short, and I know that you understand. And also, since you're getting these unplugged episodes every week, you're getting one every week, by the way. So, so no worries there, I hope. And on Friday, next Friday, I will be in Chicago, but my plan is to jump on here. I'll probably be doing another episode too in the morning. And I'm going to recap what I learned so that you can use it in your business if you're, you know, trying to start that knitwear business. So I'm going to give you a little bit of a recap on Friday morning. And then I will jump on Facebook Live at noon. I'm hoping, I'll let you know if it's going to change. But my assumption is, you know, yes, yeah, since we all have to eat lunch, that there will be a break at noon. And then I can jump on, maybe I'll jump on from the, you know, from the, I'll be at the Hyatt. Sorry, I'm losing my voice already. I'll be at the Hyatt in Chicago. So, you know, because that's where it's taking place. And if I can sneak away to some quiet corner and do my live video and share there again more of what I've learned, even, you know, since the, you know, on that day, on Friday, on Thursday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So that's my plan. And I think I'm going to sign off. We're at the 15 minute mark. And I just want you to share this, please, with your friends. You know, use the hashtag PowerPearlsUnplugged. When you share this episode, also for other episodes, just use the hashtag PowerPearlsPodcast. That would be wonderful if you can do it. If you have questions, please reach me at Kara@PowerPearlsPodcast.com. I would love to hear from you, and I will definitely answer your questions. And what I'd like to do is I want to share a little bit of a quote, because this is a great way to start the way I start my day, and hopefully to start your day. Still morning. Hopefully you can use this, because it kind of resonates with what I went through this morning, because my day sort of started off a little bit. I was a little bit off, you know, a little bit off today. I was feeling a little bit under the weather, and also it was rainy. And when I wanted to go out for my morning run, right at the time that I normally go out running, I mean, it was pouring like crazy. It stopped, you know, of course, and then the sun came out after, you know, when I was like, oh, I can't go because I have to start getting ready for work and get ready for the day. But instead, you know, I jumped around my kitchen doing jumping jacks and burpees and all that stuff. So, you know, when there's a will, there's a way. And I definitely, I always know how to find it. So here's my quote. Here's my quote. Stay committed to your decisions, but remain flexible in your approach. And that's a quote from Tom Robbins. And then when I found that, and I just did a little search for quotes on flexibility, that's what I did. I'm like, I need to be flexible, but I have a really, really hard time. And so I found this quote, and I hope that you enjoy it. So later on, when we get on Facebook, maybe we can talk about that and how you, you know, if you are you flexible? Do you have a hard time being flexible if your day doesn't go according to plan? And maybe we can talk through that together and figure out solutions to, you know, being okay with those days. Because if we have the fullest intention, right, with the fullest intention every day to do our best, then that is all we should, that's all we should worry, you know, care about. We don't need to worry, right? We don't need to worry. So with that, I will sign off, and I will see you later on Facebook. Have a good one.